time, we left off in a world of Barney. I heard about a show written about me, so I ran off to Sask Express to get some bread in my chin and locket, or failing that, get the whole thing called off.
The Bertha wrote the show and everything was downright creepy. I didn't exactly listen when my partner and her best friend were noticing something weird going on, so now we've got Harvey Nichols. The totals are coming off, and it's time to smile and smirk.
Nice! You all sling wobbles!
Thanks!
What are you two doing? I kip off to the bog for 2 minutes and you're... Go on! Those two are spending way too much time together lately. Where was I? Alright, last time, we left off in a world of body...
Would you two knock it off?
Fine. Alright then, secret ritual in the theater, it goes wrong and all our voices all got switched around. Things are much worse than we know.
What happened to my voice?
You sound like... Oh, gross, what happened to my voice?
Valentine Zero, you've swapped voices.
Miss Threadripper, I'm afraid they're not the only ones.
So now I have to walk around with the voice of Trog coming out of my mouth. Great.
Mr. Valentine, I suggest you use those skills you've professed to have.
Yeah, Wobbles. Kind of a bad time to 404. Not feeling so great.
I'm trying. Something's wrong with my magic.
Oh, interesting. This will be less of a challenge than I thought.
Forget the spells, forget the hide.
Could you slow down? I didn't understand a word of that.
She said...
No time! Hide!
Go on! Run! It won't make a difference.
What are you doing, Wobbles?
Finding us a place to hide out and regroup. What are you doing?
Wishing you would stop using my voice.
In here, everyone.
Well, this is... dignified.
Not to mention smelly.
I apologize for the odor. I neglected to Febreze myself this morning.
Sorry, Didi, but I gotta spray some air freshener.
I understand. I suppose if my nose still functioned, I would feel the same.
I didn't realize you still had a nose.
It is not the original, but yes, Valentine, I do still have a nose.
I'm still not seeing it.
Hey, got a bit of a problem.
Whoa. Yeah, you're looking rough. What's wrong?
Let's see. We have a monster playwright probably trying to squish us. I sound like a robot with a bad sound card. And to top it off, I feel like I've got a squirmy nuke trying to detonate in my gut. And it's really hard to convert its energy.
Is that what all those green bits are all over the place? You trying to do your energy thing?
Mr. Valentine, did you manage to hit your head?
Yeah, I don't see any. Wait, what exactly do those green things look like?
Kind of like bits of numbers and letters.
And how does your magic feel?
Huh.
I think we're going to need a bit more explanation.
Buzzy.
Just Buzzy? That's it?
Yeah, Buzzy. Like electricity running right under my skin. Maybe a little sparkly? Not sure how else to describe it. It's not abyssal, that's for sure.
Oh no. GD?
I suppose I'm feeling a bit buzzy and sparkly as well.
I think we traded magic too, and I'm strong. I feel like I could punch you guys through the wall.
Wobbles, your magic is squishy and gross.
You're not funny.
Wasn't trying to be.
Right. I'm calling in reinforcements.
What kind of reinforcements?
Calling Risa, and don't you attempt to break my phone.
Valentine, you're calling Risa. With my voice. She's not gonna believe you. Give me that. I'll talk.
Oi! Don't just go grabbing my phone!
Valentine, not so loud.
Hey, Reza, got a problem. How fast can you get to the Sask Express? Yeah, no, this is like Code Bonnie.
What's the Code Bonnie?
Shush!
Okay, Zero is saying Code Bonnie, and we're gonna need some noise.
I hope this means she is agreeing.
I'm with you there, mate.
What part of shush do you not understand?
Yeah, Grumbles is here. Just follow your nose. See you soon. Happy Wheelie. Look, phone intact and everything.
Where are you? You can't hide forever. I'll find you all and then your voices and magic will all be mine. Won't that be lovely?
How are we getting out of here?
I've got Zero's magic, yeah? I'll make an illusion. Distract the bugger to buy us some time.
And when that goes my space, I'll try and use those ant things to, I don't know, do something that works.
I had a MySpace for a while.
Please don't say that with my voice.
Don't talk. I'm trying to concentrate. Building a spell to make an illusory double of myself. Here we go.
Did you mean to create an abstract ant?
Of course not. It was supposed to be me.
It looks like Oski art.
Try again. Hurry.
Okay. How about this?
Now the ant is wearing a duster.
And it's waving at us. Cute!
Still an art, though.
Oh, for pity's sake, Zero, your magic sucks.
Move over. Let me try.
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
I think I got this. It's like using a Lego set made of internal organs. Shouldn't be too hard.
Ew.
That doesn't even make sense.
Abyssal lance. Go!
Oh, my. This is disturbing, even for me.
These guys are impossible to code!
They're all over me! Get them off, get them off, get them off!
Thread, stay still! You've got GD's revenant strength!
Oops, sorry, GD.
There you are.
Good afternoon.
Move!
Miss Threadripper, now would be a good time to create some obstacles.
Obstacles, right. I can make obstacles. That'll keep me occupied for a while.
Create as much of a mess as you like. I could break through and get you, but I don't feel like making the effort. See you soon.
Why isn't Avarice coming after us? We're practically an all-you-can-gobble magical buffet.
Perhaps because the exits are blocked? Look.
Who stashes props in front of the exits?
The kind of people who set traps. We'll try another door.
You won't have any luck.
Ah! Don't do that! What do you mean? Where did you come from and what did you mean?
That writer, producer, blah blah blah. They had the goblins move everything in front of the doors as soon as you left the auditorium. All of them.
Excuse me, miss, but what do you have to gain from telling us this?
Not much. Honestly, I just want you all to get out so I can go back to spooking kids and binge-watching my shows. I just started a new telenovela.
How do we know we can trust you? You were expecting Avarice to feed you.
I want takeout from Lang's. I haven't had any in ages.
All right, look. You help us take care of them, and we'll get that takeout for you, yeah? We have a deal? A number 93 with an extra spring roll? How's that sound?
And an iced coffee.
And an iced... How do you even... You know what? Never mind.
If you don't bring me a fortune cookie, I'll haunt your basement. And you can believe I'll be rattling the pipes all night.
I'm sure the bog monster would love company.
Shut it.
Hee hee. This is no time for arguing.
Reza should be here in a minute. How is she gonna get in?
She'll find a way. But for now, we should get moving. I don't want to make it too easy for that creature to find us.
Do you mean that angry shifter with pink hair? She broke in already. Knocked out a window in the north wing.
She made good time. Come on, Yula. Let's go stack the deck.
Follow me.
Zero, what are you doing?
I'm practicing Valentine's stupid squishy magic.
You're just leaving a trail for Avarice to follow.
Shut it, you two. I hear something up ahead.
We open a set of double doors and walk into a gymnasium. Riza's kneeling on the floor, going through her backpack and pulling out implements of destruction. There's a small, slight woman with brown hair buzzed short. Her huge dark eyes are darting back and forth as she talks. She clutches Riza's super shotgun to her chest like a big, lethal teddy bear. The weapon gleams like it's been polished to a mirror finish.
Please, please, please go with the hammer this time. I'm dying to see it smash something.
I was thinking of using the gauntlets, actually. You know, nothing more satisfying than your fist meeting a face. Oh, hey, Trucky Pan! Nice of you to join us. Any reason you used one of Zero's nicknames? And seriously, Code Bonnie? For GD losing track of an arm?
Actually, that was me.
Holy... Zero? Why do you sound like Valentine?
Well, you see...
Zero, you should probably let Valentine explain this one.
Agreed. Time is of the essence.
Seriously? All of you. Oh, no. Zero, I need you to tell me that I'm the best. Wait, let me get my phone. So I can record this.
Riza.
Okay, go. Oh, wait. Valentine, repeat after me. Riza is the best. I wish I had her kick-ass shotgun and pink locks as long and shiny and lustrous as hers.
Lustrous? Somebody thinks highly of themselves. Look, I'll give you details later. Long story short, Abyssal Creature tricked us into a ritual to try to steal my voice and probably my magic. Actually, they said they're stealing my magic. Anyway, things went wrong, so now our voices and powers are all switched around. The thing is still in the building playing at hunting us.
No, don't talk. Just give me a minute. Okay, I'm breathing. So... you four all got mixed up. None of you know how to use what you ended up with, so you're all basically toothless. Now I get it.
Thus, Code Bonnie.
Seriously, Zero, don't talk. You're gonna make it worse. Okay, no. No, I'm good. I am taking this seriously.
This is so exciting!
Oh, right. Linda. Meet these bozos. Bozos, meet Linda. New recruit.
It is a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Likewise.
All right. We need to turn the tables and quick. Avarice, that's our bogey, hasn't shown most of their cards yet. So here's the plan. Riza, you go make some noise. Draw the blighter out. Do whatever you need to, but don't make the first move against them. GD, you're Riza's backup. Thread and Zero, you're with me. We need to set up some kind of ritual to reverse this.
I'll need to collect my arm first.
Yeah. That would be a... Andy.
Nice pun.
Spooky, you show them the way.
Sure. Whatever.
What about me?
What kind of skills do you have?
I'm a sugar glider, so I'm really good at climbing. And I'm starting to learn to fight next week. This would be a great chance to see what I've already got.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
Abyssal creatures are bad news. You'll be coming with us. If the rigging is strong enough, stay up high and out of sight.
Seriously? I'm getting sidelined?
No such thing in these situations. This avarice critter gets close and things go wrong, you drop in. Distract them, bite them, whatever you can do to get the others some room.
Exactly.
You can count on me, and afterwards, we can all go out for steak.
Since when do sugar gliders eat steak? That'll just make you sick.
Curses! Foiled again!
Be careful, everyone.
Back at you. Come on, Thread. Zero.
We give the others a minute to get ahead of us, then make our way toward the stage. Our nerves are on end as we listen for any slight sound. Threadrippers and Zero Day's wings are normally hard to hear, but they're practically deafening in the dead stillness of the hallways. Somewhere in the building, something crashes loudly, we jump. Another baying as something falls. Then I can just hear Reza yelling, baiting the creature stalking us. We pick up the pace, rushing back to the auditorium.
Wow, this place is a wreck. How many monsters did you take out?
There weren't any to take out.
Dang, that's no fun.
Are you for real? All right, what do we have to work with?
The curtain is still here, and a few of the props.
I've got ants.
Yeah, but you can't make them build anything.
Can't figure out how to do stuff if I don't summon them now, can I?
Zero, over here. I think we can use this.
Linda, help me get this stuff we don't need out of the way.
Not what I expected to be doing when I tagged along, but okay.
We work as quickly as we can. Reza's taunting and cackling as she throws things around makes for a bizarre soundtrack to our urgent efforts. Zero Day nearly makes himself sick trying to use the abyssal magic to speed up the job. Thread accidentally throws a piano when she forgets she's got GD's strength, but no one gets hurt. Linda is helpful and awfully happy to talk about weapons. Soon, though, our time runs out.
Ready or not, here we come.
Mr. Valentine?
GD, up here. Zero, Thread, it's showtime.
Ready.
Bring on the ants! Zero Day begins to summon the abyssal magic. Avarice saunters in, looking much more irritated than before. I'm kind of wishing I heard what Reza said to them. Their bony frame is tensed, looking as if they're prepared to attempt striking, and their thin, cracked lips are pulled back over their pointed teeth in a snarl.
I grow tired of this game. Surrender now. You have no chance to defeat me as you are.
Surrender what? I don't even know what you want from me.
What? You ask what I want? Did I not make myself clear? I want your voice, your magic. I'm going to make you wildly famous, and then I'm going to use your fame to make myself wildly wealthy. Yes, I'll have to pay my dues, but it will be more than worth it.
Why do you need my voice?
I don't need your voice. Sycorax demands it.
Sycorax again? She just can't leave me alone.
You need a new nemesis, Valentine.
Not my fault I'm so nemesisable.
Enough banter. I just met you and it's already exhausting. This ends now.
Zero Day?
Way ahead of you. In a flash, the ants take up their formation, completing the circle of the ritual. I make a simple illusion in front of the creature's face, just enough to distract them. The mandala flares with a crackling darkness as the magic activates.
No! I refuse to get caught up in your ridiculous ritual!
Valentine, it's not holding!
I got this!
Ugh! Get off me, you big eye! Ow! Stop that! Not my face!
A little help here!
Miss Threadripper, use my strength to pin Avarice down.
On it.
My voice! It's back! Oh, my sweet, melodious voice.
My magic! Thank the Almighty Motherboard!
I believe my strength has been restored.
Ow! Hey, they're getting away!
Fred!
I'm okay! Don't let them escape!
They're too fast. We're not prepared enough.
Reese is right. We don't know what all they're capable of, but if I know anything about Sycorax's lackeys, they'll be back.
Reza! Did you see that? How I just swooped down and tackled them?
Sure did. I'm impressed.
Dang it!
Is something the matter?
I had phrases I wanted to record with Wiggly's voice!
I'm so glad you forgot. If you'll excuse me, I think I need to give Queen Mads a call.
Hey, Valentine. Have you been waiting long?
No, just got here myself, waiting for my coffee. Eris will be here soon, too.
Lovely. It'll be good to have a chat with her. Judging by the look on your face, though, I take it you wanted to discuss business first?
Yeah. Another one of those abyssal creatures showed up. Thought I ought to give you a heads up on it. They call themselves Avarice.
Avarice, you say?
That's right. Tried to steal my voice and magic. Mads had to spin a story that a moose broke into Sask Express.
A moose? Valentine, how much damage did you do?
It wasn't me. It was Reza. And if you tell her I said that, I'll deny it.
Right.
All seriousness, though, keep your guard up. I don't want anyone getting hurt trying to take them down.
Don't worry. I have more than a few tricks up my sleeve. I'll be just fine.
You have been listening to the Graveyard Tapes. Great Dead Showstopper, Part 2. Written by Angela Dumalog. Edited by Aidan Morgan, Dustin Gray, and Nikki Ewart. Produced by Brianna Jean Toiper. Audio engineering by Robin of Second Audio. With the voices of Chase Hunter as Valentine, Rick the Whitebird as Threadripper, Angela Dumalog as Zero Day, Pam Hernandez as Gloomy Ghost, Erica LG as Avarice, Caitlin Sinnott as Reza, Brianna Jean as Jackie Smoke.
Friendship is the silver lining of a cloudy day? What kind of a crappy fortune is this? I should have asked for a real dessert, too.